Welcome to another season of On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week we'll kick things off with two art openings, one going big with ArtServe, and a look at Faces of the Permanent Collection at the Frost Art Museum, and South Florida's premier live music festival gears up for a month of amazing concerts at the University of Miami. Where else will you find night after night of live performances by Grammy Award-winning and internationally acclaimed musicians? One place, Festival Miami.
It's basically 25 concerts in 30 days.
That's Shelley Berg, Dean of the Frost School of Music at the University of Miami. He said not only does Festival Miami bring top-tier talent to South Florida, but the students get the chance to perform with them as well. Their opening concert on Friday, October 10th, features the Frost Symphony, along with an acclaimed saxophonist and a virtuoso violinist.
Festival Miami opens with the Frost Symphony and Maestro Tom Sleeper. We have Michael Ludwig, who won a Grammy for his Red Violin, was nominated for a Grammy for his Red Violin Concerto recording. He'll be playing the wonderful Barber Violin Concerto, as well as our Frost faculty member, who's been called the Heifetz of the saxophone, Dale Underwood, playing the Creston Saxophone Concerto. Made in America, that concert's called.
Then on Sunday, the 12th, they'll welcome a trio that defies classification. Time for Three.
Well, I've had my eye on them for a long time. They're three musicians who came out of the Curtis Institute, heavily influenced by Edgar Meyer, with this idea that there are no boundaries, that virtuosos, they can play anything. They call themselves the first classically trained garage band. They have submitted a program selected from. So there's about 40 different pieces that they're going to select from, and it's everything from Katy Perry to Bach.
Time for Three plays at 6 p.m. All concerts will be held at Gussman Concert Hall, Frost School of Music, University of Miami. Now remember, Dean Berg said there's 25 concerts over 30 days. This is just the opening weekend, and I'll keep you up to date here, and you can always find the complete schedule online at festivalmiami.com. Next Wednesday the 1st, the Frost Art Museum at Florida International University opens an exhibit that highlights works in their permanent collection. Dr. Carol Damian, the director of the museum, said the exhibit covers one of the most important themes in the history of art, the face.
The Faces exhibit focuses on the face and how artists treat the face, the subject of the face, throughout history, throughout time, throughout place.
Carol said you'll definitely be surprised by the way the face has been portrayed from ancient Egypt to today. The exhibit will feature portraiture and masks, sculpture, and an in-depth look at a new phenomenon that just about everyone with a smartphone takes part in.
We took advantage of this subject of faces because of the selfie revolution.
25 square inches, the face of the permanent collection, opens on Wednesday, October 1st, and is on display through early January. For more details, surf over to thefrost.fiu.edu. If you're a musician or a singer in Southwest Florida and you want to help usher in a new era for the Naples Orchestra and Chorus, now is your chance. They're holding auditions on Tuesday, October 7th, from 7 until 9 p.m. You can be part of a new phase in the ensemble's history as they welcome their new conductor, Max Rabinowitz, and assistant conductor and choral director, Dr. Trent Brown. Schedule your orchestra or vocal audition online at naplesorchestraandchorus.org. Since 1988, ArtServe has been serving the South Florida arts community with affordable spaces for classes, workshops, performances, meetings, and, of course, art shows. Jay Abate is the president and CEO of ArtServe, and she told me there's only one way to describe their first opening for the season.
ArtServe is going big this fall with stunning large-scale works of art in all range of media. We'll be filling the gallery. And it really brings together the area's top artists who will present colossal new works from their own collections. Not just paintings, there's going to be massive sculptures, there'll be textile installations, photos, glass works of all in large scale.
Big, Beautiful Arts opens with a reception on Friday, October 9th. You can get more details from their website, artserve.org. That wraps things up for this week. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.